Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and God bless you on today. This is Apostle Loretta Williams, and you are listening to Fresh Manna, Our Daily Bread, Spiritual Food and Nourishment for the Mind, the Body, and, amen, the Soul. Amen. We thank God for all of you that are listening on today's program, Shalom, Health, and Wellness. Today we want to talk about tips to help lose weight and feel great for the holidays. You know, it's that time of the year again, and people are thinking about the delicious foods and appetizers that will be prepared and served during the coming weeks. So we want to be able to enjoy good foods and tasty desserts in moderation by setting reasonable goals to help balance your meals, yet keep you fit and trim and healthy. I don't know about you, but my desire is, amen, I love to eat good, tasty food. I love to cook, amen, praise God, but I also want to be healthy, and I don't want to have excess weight, which is not good at any age to be carrying around. excess weight, especially for those that have physical afflictions such as diabetes. Amen. Praise God. And then there's obesity. So we want you to eat in moderation. Now, I'm going to be going to a website. It's called medicinenet.com. And I'm going to be sharing with you some of their tips that they have on today to lose weight. Okay? Amen. We're not just talking about going and taking different weight loss products, because I really truthfully believe that there are two key things that can help you lose some weight. First, you got to change your attitude. Okay, it's how you think about your weight. All right, if you go into this with, well, I've been big all my life, I've been heavy all my life, I've tried this, I've tried that, and I still can't lose weight, you're not going to be successful, because you've already set yourself up for failure. You need to have a positive attitude, and what you really need to put first as a priority, that I'm doing this for my health, I'm doing it so I can be fit and physically well, and you know, if I lose 2 or 3 pounds, amen, even if I lose body fat, or amen, praise God, I become more energetic, it's all worth it. You know, some people think that they have not had good success because they didn't lose 10 or 15 pounds, or they still look the same, physically. Well, let me tell you this. It's really important that your mindset, how you think, amen, praise God, about how you look. Don't be ashamed to look at yourself in the mirror, amen, praise God. And I'm talking about just yourself, not with any clothes on. Take a good observation of your body, amen, praise God, and what it is that you need to do to make your body more healthy as well as more beautiful, amen, praise God. Don't try to be like anybody else. Just be yourself. My purpose for losing weight is that many times I suffer with my joints, and I know all this excess weight, amen, is not good on my knees. And, I've watched old videos, and I've looked at former pictures that I had. And one of the things, I've always loved to wear heels. And now I can barely walk in the heels without being in pain or my legs getting tired. And one of that is not just because of the joint inflammation, amen, or deterioration. It's also because I'm way overweight. And so, amen, praise God, I have purpose not to just, I did things to ease any pain or discomfort, but at the same time, let's get to the root of the problem and not ignore it. I need to lose some weight, okay? And so I started out taking some body cleansers, amen. It's always good, especially now we're going into the winter months, to keep your body cleansed. Okay, and if you're having a problem with your bowels and your colon, amen, you may need to take some herbal products and go to the store, amen, look up, amen, praise God, different products that will work with you to get your bowels to move it. But not only that, you know, a lot of Asians have the different herbs and teas that you can drink to, amen, cause your system to cleanse itself, okay? And this is what we need. I remember my mother used to give us castor oil, ooh, right before or right, you know, right after you use the holidays. Now I can remember her saying, y'all eat all you want, help yourself, because you're going to get some castor oil come the first of the year. And she would keep her word. Now, you that don't know about castor oil, you can look it up. Okay, it's a mineral product, amen, praise God, but it will definitely cleanse and flush out your system. And, you know, when your system is all backed up, that's another thing that can make you feel tired, sluggish, amen, praise God. And then you got all of that inside of you, and this is why some people suffer with their liver, their colon, or even stomach pains, because they need to get a good system cleansing. And so you, as you do that, you know, then you will also begin to lose weight. Now, one of the key things I've always been told, amen, I know it to work. As I take my body cleanser, the product that I use, and you can find different products. I've, you know, written on different websites. I've watched Dr. Phil on TV, amen. I just don't take something, amen, praise God, without researching it first and foremost. And I'm not really interested in taking diet pills when I know that I need to get my appetite up under control and also watch what I eat. So first and foremost, one of the things I do is I drink a lot of water. Now, I live in Texas. It gets hot here. Believe me, it gets hot. It's November, and it's been in the 80s here. So I find myself drinking more water. I drink a lot of juice, but I usually drink now at least 6 glasses or more of water. I have a little glass container with a top on it. I fill it up with ice, and then, amen, because it has a lid, I don't have to worry about anything getting in it, and I can just leave it, and when that ice melts, I go put some more in there, and I'm constantly drinking water. Guess what I noticed? The more water that I drink, amen, praise God, the more fluid passes out. And when that fluid passes out, when you urinate, amen, praise God, that takes off a lot of excess, amen, weight that you may be carrying, especially, get this, if you do it on a daily basis and you begin to lose a lot of that fluid, okay? Because a lot of times, amen, you're not carrying around body fat, you're carrying around fluid. So you need to be able to pass that, all right? And so drinking a lot of water, amen, and some juice. I like to drink teas, ginseng tea, Arizona tea with ginseng, amen, praise God. And there's others that I begin to notice not only energize my body, but also, amen, praise God, the minerals that are in it and the different herbs also begin to help my body, amen, praise God, and doing what it is, what I know it needs to do. Okay, so those are some things. Now, the third thing, okay, we all need to exercise more. I feel better when I exercise, and staying around the house, no, I'm not going to get the exercise that I need. My doctor has told me, amen, that if I cannot get out and walk, amen, praise God. My favorite exercise is being in the swimming pool, a heated swimming pool. I love to do the water aerobics, amen, praise God, but that's not always convenient. Sometimes I go down to the pool where I live, amen, get down there early, have the pool to myself, amen, and then I'll do some water aerobics. I used to attend the Y Center when I was in Illinois and in Michigan, amen, praise God, and then I would go and I would work out, and then I get in the jacuzzi. I tell you, amen, praise God, it not only helped with my inflammation that I was dealing with and the arthritis, oh my God, but it also, amen, because I'm in the water, I have more flexibility and I could do a whole lot more without getting tired, and my classes were about an hour long. So when I'm not in the water, I have a more difficult time trying to do an hour's worth of exercise in the fitness center. But we do have one. I'm blessed on my complex. Amen. We have a fitness center, and one of the doctors that told me, he said, look, if you can't get out and walk, amen, then you can get on the treadmill or you can get on the bicycle, amen, praise God, and you can still, you're sitting, but you're constantly moving those legs, all right? That's another way, because no matter what we eat, no matter what we drink, if you're not adding some physical exercise, then, amen, you may begin to flush out all of those impurities and even a lot of fluid, but then you're going to have belly fat, amen, or you're going to have, you know, on your arms or wherever you may be losing that weight, you're going to have the excess, amen, praise God, because you didn't do anything to tighten up not only your muscles but your skin. Okay, and so you're going to have flabby skin, and we don't want that, okay? So we need to exercise, amen, praise God, to help tone those muscles. Amen. Praise God. I've tried to say, I done been up and down the steps 2 or 3 times this week. That's enough exercise. Well, no, it really isn't, because, amen, praise God, even if you go up and down the steps every single day, amen, it's not consistent as if you had a regular routine or you were working with, amen, a life coach or someone, amen, that can help you in the certain areas that you may be having problems with. So those are just some of the things that I want to share with you. So let's talk about making some life changes can make a big difference. You can manage your weight and even lose weight with some simple, small lifestyle changes. Okay, and this is from medicinenet.com. The first change to talk about is evaluate your eating habits. Be realistic about your eating habits. Are you a late night snacker? Yes, I am. Amen. Praise God. So what I've done is I've changed what I snack on. Amen. I like dairy products at night because they don't keep me up. Yogurt or even a light ice cream. Amen. Praise God. But I don't do moose tracks. I don't do anything with chocolate or caramel. Amen. Praise God. My favorite ice cream is vanilla bean and butter pecan. Those are two that I really, really like. Okay, so you got to watch your intake. I may eat just a cup full or a small bowl full because I like late night. If I'm still hungry or sometimes I come in late and praise God, you don't need a full dinner. You don't need a lot of meat because meat, amen, is harder to digest. So I have soups. Amen, praise God. And I find out if I have me some soup, a bowl of soup, and some crackers, amen, praise God, that usually curbs the appetite where I'm not going to bed feeling hungry, okay? A lot of times snacks don't always have to be, amen, something that will keep you up. Now, I alternate from potato chips to popcorn late at night because I come to find out, amen, praise God, I don't have so many calories with the popcorn like I would if I'm sitting up eating a bag of chips. So, amen, you got to watch the late night snacks. Okay, try to eat something healthy, and if you're coming in late or in the evening time after 6 p.m. and you don't eat until 7 or 8 p.m., then modify what you eat. I've started making casseroles. I've made a couple of lasagna casseroles, and I tell you, amen, praise God, I really like that rather than coming in eating steak and potatoes or, you know, even a lot of times I may even get a pizza, and then I call it, I doctor it up. Amen, praise God. I'll fix and put everything I like on the pizza, and I just get the basics at the store. So there's things that you can do if you like to eat late. Do you taste your food while cooking? Yes, I do. Amen, praise God. But I don't grab a whole big spoon table, you know, big spoonful. I usually just taste it to make sure it's seasoned properly. Amen, praise God. And I'm very, very careful that, you know, I don't use a lot of salt. I like to use herbal seasoning, and I love to use fresh produce as seasoning because it makes your food, even your vegetables and your meat, if I steam that with some fresh vegetables like stir-fried, amen, it really brings out the flavor in your food. Let me say this also, don't overcook your food. A lot of people, amen, reason why your food don't have no flavor, you put a whole pot, a half a pot of water for a bag, amen, of frozen vegetables. You're killing all of the nutrients. You're destroying what's good for you by putting too much water. I used to watch some of my church members, and they would be in the kitchen, amen, and they'd fill all this pot of water and then put in a small amount of vegetables, and then it tastes like nothing. Best vegetables are steamed. Little water, amen, praise God, put them in the microwave, cover up the bowl with a napkin or some saran wrap. Amen, praise God. No aluminum foil in the microwave now. But just cover it up, amen, praise God, and then put a little seasoning on there and cook up a couple of minutes, and I'm telling you, your vegetables will come out crunchy, amen, they'll be cooked, and they'll taste good. I don't like soggy vegetables. One of my favorite vegetables is asparagus, and everybody don't know how to cook it because they think because the stems are hard, you got to cook it in all of this water. But you can do asparagus. You can cut it, amen, praise God, from the stalk. You can cut it, amen, praise God, and then, amen, steam it, especially the top, amen, from the middle to the top is very, very tender. So, do you like the kids' leftovers? No, because I don't want their germs. Okay, I don't fool with the kids' leftovers. Amen. My grandkids' leftovers. I don't need it, man. Nobody. Amen. Praise God. Because many times they have germs. So, you need to be aware of these behaviors and stop them or either modify them so that you won't be taking on excess calories. Okay? If you fail to plan to fail. Have a strategy for what you will eat and when. Okay, again, just like we talk about those that like to snack late at night. All right, amen, praise God. Breakfast is an important part of the day. I may eat a late breakfast because I usually pray in the mornings, amen, then do my devotional, but I eat a good breakfast, a cereal or an omelet, amen, praise God, amen, because I know usually in the afternoon I'm going to be busy, and if I eat too much, it'll make me sluggish, but I eat, amen, usually breakfast foods. Sometimes I'll even do, amen, praise God, waffles or pancakes or bagels, but I watch my bread because, amen, bread has a lot of starch in it a lot of times, and when I'm saying that, I mean, you know, flour. I'm talking about that stuff to stick to you. So you want to watch bread. I usually do wheat, amen, or whole grain. I try to avoid any type of white bread, amen, or even pastries. I have a sweet tooth. I'm a baker. Better to bake homemade goods than to buy confectionate goods at the store. That's a lot more weight and calories that you're going to put on, especially with the holidays coming. So, amen, praise God. Get your apron on, get in the kitchen, and begin to bake. All right, amen, and use ingredients that are good and healthy for you, nuts and berries. Amen, praise God. All types of recipes that are available, okay? So be very, very aware of, you know, planning your meal. Women, plan your meal for your household. A lot of times you can make, like I do, a casserole, you know, something that will feed you or your family for a couple of days. I still have to remember that I'm not cooking for four people. I'm only cooking for myself. But a lot of times I'll still fix a big pot, and then I don't have to cook tomorrow, and amen, praise God. And then what I don't want, I put it in a bowl and put it in my freezer, amen, praise God. And then I can take it out and have it next week. So, you know, you can always cook more as long as you take the time to prepare the food, and then what you don't want to eat the rest of the week, freeze it and use it for another time. Eat something nutritious and filling before you go to a party where you know there's going to be a lot of junk food. You know, a lot of times women, if you're smart and you're going out to a party or a dinner, if you eat a little something before you go, you won't be so starving when you get to the restaurant and then you seem to be overeating. And this is why, excuse me, a lot of restaurants serve a lot of breadsticks and water. Conference your table because they know, especially at the buffet, that if you drink a lot of water and eat a lot of bread, then you're not going to be constantly going up there to that buffet and getting the food. You can also, amen, eat a light salad, amen, that will also help to curb your appetite. So you need to plan. We let too many of our children just eat a lot of junk, and that's not good. That's not healthy for us, and we need to use more of a restraint, even using healthy foods that's good for our children. You know, all children cannot eat peanut butter. Amen, praise God. But most children do like cheese. amen, and yogurt is good for them. Another one, amen, ants on the log with celery and peanut butter and raisins. Raisins are just a good snack anyway for children, amen, and most children like raisins and cranberries or even dried fruit. Amen, praise God. Now it's apple season. You can get some apples and slice them up, dip them in some peanut butter, amen, or some of the other spreads that they may have available. It was a lot of stuff that we used to do, amen, when we didn't have all of these store-bought products to snack on. Before there were fruit rolls, we made things, amen, praise God, in Rice Krispie treats, amen, from cereal, amen, praise God. Oh, I remember a host of things that my mother used to sit us down with and we would make, amen, praise God, to snack on. Bonbons is one of my favorite, amen, praise God. But they're very, very rich. But I do like my chocolate bonbons. And let me tell every woman, chocolate is good for you. Caffeine is good for you in moderation. Don't completely put away chocolate and caffeine because, amen, it does, amen, have a positive impact on your body as long as you're not eating it in excess. Amen, praise God. That can a lot of times when you're craving chocolate, amen, a lot of times that can take away those migraine headaches that you may be dealing with. Amen. So consider that. I always like to keep me some mints around, different types of mints. Amen, praise God. And then when my sugar drops, I like to have my mints or some type of little small candy just to get me energetic again. And I'm not diabetic, but I know when my sugar level is low and I start getting tired in the middle of the day and I crave something sweet. So that's when you really got to be careful that you're not eating something that's going to make you sick or ruin your teeth. Amen. Praise God. Are full of sugar. And we want to make sure we do the same thing with our children, that they eat healthy snacks. Amen. Praise God. Snacks that won't have you running to the dentist finding out that your child got a mouthful of cavities. We just got to learn to use some wisdom. So I hope you've enjoyed today's lesson. Tips to help lose weight and feel great for the holidays. And we'll be talking about it a little bit more in the weeks to come. God bless you. This is Apostle Loretta Williams.